You've probably seen the words before, placed on the back wall of a restaurant or a store as a reminder to those who work there. The customer is always right. That's a pretty easy way to remember how the law treats the customer, too, especially at this time of year when stores are packed with shoppers. I tried to find every reported case involving shopping on Black Friday, and it seems that juries and judges agree that injured customers are at least mostly right. Black Friday, as you know, is the day after Thanksgiving when stores claim to have their best prices ever and when some brave souls head out with a still-filled belly to be at store doors when they open at 4 a.m. You've seen those lines of shoppers in newspaper photographs, if not in person. Whenever you've got a crowd like that, there are bound to be some mishaps. And whenever there are mishaps at a time of year when persons are short on cash, someone must pay. One family member asked a store manager after her mother fell on an escalator while doing some holiday shopping, "Who's going to pay for my mother's injuries?" Depending upon the precise facts, of course, the law would respond that the store should. Now, I'm certainly not saying that every case involving injury to a shopper goes the shopper's way. All that I'm saying is that of the handful of reported court decisions from across the country that specifically address Black Friday shopping, the shoppers get more than deeply discounted prices. They win their lawsuits, too, or get the chance to go before a jury, at least. Here are some of the cases. A shopper from Ohio who was injured when a special promotion bike still in its box fell upon her. Another Ohioan who didn't see a collapsed wet floor sign because her own shopping bags blocked her view as she walked. A shopper from Louisiana who slipped on a puddle of rainwater during a busy and rainy day after Thanksgiving sale. The shopper from New Mexico who slipped or fell on an escalator. The customer from Tennessee who slipped on an oily substance that oozed from a planter. You get the idea. In each case, the court hinted or wrote flat out that stores should anticipate large crowds at this time of year and be extra vigilant about keeping everybody safe. Which reminds me of a famous tort case involving a radio station found liable for a death that occurred during the radio station's goofy "Find the Announcer" promotion. There, the court differentiated between a challenge to listeners that they be first to find one particular individual and a department store's deeply discounted, limited-time, limited-quantities offer that might encourage the same sort of frenzied search. It's a different thing, the court wrote, because there was only one radio announcer, and there are or should be many more of the sale item. No worries, the court decided, there wouldn't be strict liability on the part of the stores for shopping frenzies. But that was long before the whole shopping at 4 a.m. phenomenon. Today, it seems that that court was perhaps a bit too reassuring to defendants who face liability for shoppers' injuries. Turns out that in the mad holiday shopping rush to gift oneself or others, the customer is always right. I'm Amy Guida.